What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Coffee Black Show. This is your host, REGGIE, and I be on this MIC. How is everybody doing? Is everybody doing all right? Is everybody doing okay? People, you know, I'm usually energetic. You know, especially starting the show off, man. I'm pumped up like to 1,000. And I gotta tell you guys that I do that to get you into, you know, to bring up your energy level and to kind of hide the fact that I be going through. Yes, I do. Like now, I'm going through a lot, man. And it's not physical. It's funny. When I was younger, I used to go through a lot of physical stuff, you know, aches and pains and stuff like that. No biggie. You know, it's just a part of life. You're going to have aches and pains. You're going to have, you know, but the struggle that I'm going through with now is mental. As I've gotten older, it's all been mental. And I look back now and I see that a lot of my problems were mental. It is a struggle. It is a struggle, people. It really is. I'm not saying this for sympathy and stuff like that. I'm saying this because I know that there are other people out there who are probably going through the same thing I'm going through, and you know that mental struggle, that struggle to keep your sanity. Some of us are going through a really hard battle. I have several friends. Well, they're not friends, but several associates that I know who go through this. And all we want to be is normal. All we want to be is normal. Now, here's the thing. They may feel like they're normal. Me, I don't feel like I'm normal. I don't feel like I fit into society. I don't feel like I fit in anywhere. It's a struggle. I'm on medication, but the medication doesn't seem to be working. I know we took my dosage down because it was making me feel, it was making me sleep a lot and feel like, you know, and I'm thinking maybe that this medication isn't the right one for me. And I'm going through, y'all. I'm going through some stuff, man. That's one reason why I haven't been posting like I should or need to or whatever, but I'm going through some stuff, man. And yeah. Y'all just keep me in your prayers, man, you know, and I know me and God go work this out, you know, because that's y'all just keep me in your prayers, all right? Hold on, y'all. We gonna try to have a show. I'm seriously thinking about anyway, just hold on. I'll be right back. It's the Coffee Black Show. It's the Coffee Black Show. It's the Coffee Black Show. The Coffee Black Show.
Hands together for Coffee Black.
All right, people. I'm back, man. Like I said, I was gonna try to do a regular episode. I'm not feeling it. I haven't been for a while now. Like I said, I'm going through some stuff mentally. And here's the thing, man. I'm seriously considering shutting down all of my social media. Everything. I need a break. I need to just disappear for a minute. Which, to me, I could do. I've done it before. But I'm really feeling it now. You know, I was really having fun and enjoying it, you know, doing the Let's Try This YouTube channel, you know, trying different products. I have products now in just sitting there, and they've been sitting there for weeks, for months. Why? Well, I have been pumping out videos, but I don't... Let me tell you guys what I did, man. I've never done this before. But I'm in such a depression. I put those throw blankets, you know, I put them over the windows. The areas that I am in the house are dark. Very, very, very dark. Dark. I haven't really been out the house for weeks. I go out every now and then. And then when I go out, it's at night. I guess I'm in that vampire stage. But yeah, it's dark. Even the shows that I've been streaming on Netflix and stuff are like dark comedies or very dark movies. Why? I got a really, really, really bad. I'm in this funk. I am in this. Usually I get into a funk and it doesn't last this long. But right now I am in a very, very dark space. Mentally. And physically. Yeah, literally, I'm in the dark. Funny, I'm telling you guys this, but I haven't told my therapist this, but I'm telling you guys this. Because you guys are my therapist. You know? I just, it, you know, they say just before you die, your life passes before your eyes, right? And lately, I'm not dying, but lately, a lot of my past has been coming to the forefront. Now, you know, when I was younger, they used to say that, when I was younger and studying about religion and the Bible and everything, I know that that's how the devil plays with, that's how the devil does. See, the devil, he knows all about your past, and he will throw that up in your face all the time. Why? Because he wants to keep you in that, in that realm. He wants to keep you focusing on your past. You can't do anything about your past. Your past is your past. That's why it is called the past, because it's gone. There's nothing you can do about that. You can't change it. It happened. You can't change it. But here's the thing. He could never tell you anything about your future because he doesn't know your future. That's just like people going to a fortune teller, right? And they're reading their palms and all that, and they're telling him their future. Nobody knows the future. Only God knows the future. Because he wrote it. Nobody could tell you about your future because guess what? As long as you have free will, your future will change on the decisions that you make. The decisions that you make changes your future. So, anyway, like I said, it's a battle. It's an everyday constant battle. And it's not a small battle. It is a large battle. It is, I battle every day with my mental stability. And I know a lot of us do. Mine just right now is weighing on me heavily. It's funny, man, because I was, having problems with my marriage. I should be focused on that. I'm not. Relationships with my siblings. I should be focused on that. I'm not. Right now, I'm just focused on trying to get be better. To become a better person. To be the best that I can be. Because right now, I'm going to tell you guys, I'm not being the best that I can be. I haven't been. I haven't been being the best Reginald that Reginald could be. Reginald has only been doing and becoming the best that he felt like he was. Does that make sense? let me put it this way. In other words, I've just been saying, I'm going to do what I want to do. And if it's not the best, to hell with you guys. It's best for me. I've been in that headspace all of my life. And I realized that was the headspace that my father was in. And I always said I never wanted to be anything like my father. And the more, when I was younger, the more I said that, I realized now, as I get older, the more I become like my father, like my brothers. I don't want that. I don't want that. I've realized I'm living up to the image of my father and my brothers. Don't get me wrong. I love them. They cool and everything. But I don't want to be like them. The bad stuff I see in them, I'm starting to really see in me. And I don't want that.
You're listening to Coffee Black Radio.
Okay, folks, I'm making this episode to let you guys know that I'm going to be taking a vacation, not a vacation, but a hiatus. I got to work on myself, y'all. I gotta fix myself. I'm broken. I got to fix myself. And I'm saying all that to say that I just didn't want to ghost you guys, you know, because I realize I've done that past couple of weeks. I haven't really done an episode since, in the past couple of weeks. Matter of fact, I had started doing the Coffee Black Show TV channel on YouTube. And I think I'm going to do maybe one more episode of that. Matter of fact, I'm going to do like a episode of that. And it's going to be kind of like this, you know. But that is going to be more crazy, I think. Anyway, that was going to be a little wild, I think. I'm trying to muster up the energy to get into that mode to do it, you know, but I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, I just do that. And the Reggie Digital Podcast, it's going to go on hiatus. I'm going to try to give you guys one more episode of that. So if you listen to the Reggie Digital Podcast also, it's going to have one more episode. And that's going to be on Tuesday. or Wednesday. It'll probably come out Tuesday or Wednesday. Twitter, I'll still be over on Twitter every now and then. Every now and again, you know. Instagram, I really don't do anything on Instagram that much. I'll probably still bounce around over there on that. Like I said, the Let's Try This channel. I got a few more videos. I may still do the Let's Try This, you know, because like I said, I got plenty of product to do. And I like it. I like trying new stuff, trying new products. That's the thing. That should have been my niche from long time ago when I started YouTube. For years, I struggled. I just made videos, which now I still just make videos. I like making videos. But anyway, as a kid growing up, I used to have all the new cereals, all the new Kool-Aid flavors, all the new stuff that used to come out. It seemed like because my friends, all the kids in the neighborhood used to come over to my house and we would sit around on the porch like old people and sit and talk. And one reason, as we got older, they used to say, I remember we got into a big argument. It wasn't an argument. It was a fight. And I was told the only reason why they like come around me was because I always got new stuff. If it was a new cereal, I had it. And if I had it, y'all had this so-and-so yet? Nah. Oh, man, this is good. I'll go get the box. Everybody grab a little handful and taste it, you know? When the Atari 2600 came out, I had it, you know? If it was a new soft drink that came out, oh, y'all had had a new so-and-so? No. Come on. Go to the store. I buy one. And we passed the bottle. Everybody tasted it. You know what I'm saying? So that's one reason why I like doing the Let's Try This, because I kind of get to share with you guys. You know, but anyway, man, I think I'm going to be, just need a break, y'all. I just need a break from the world. I just need a break, man. I'm tired. And the reason why I'm tired is because I'm tired from, this mental war that I'm having. It always seems like it's a constant battle between good and evil, you know? It always seems like, ever since I was a little kid, it always seems like it was a constant battle. I sit back and watch other people, and it seemed like they were having fun and all this, and then I look at me, and it's just, oh no, man. Like, someone once told me that it's the reason why it seemed like that was because I was running from God. God is calling me to be a leader of people, and I just don't see it. And it's other people who are saying they see this. Well, it's like this, man. You may see something in me, but if I go to God and God has not revealed it to me, I'm not just going to jump and do it. You know, I can't jump and do it, because that's how a lot of people get can be misleading, because they go, well, God, so, you know, I got this feeling. Did God tell you? Did God? No, I just got this feeling, you know, and then they go and do something, and then, you know, it's like, I've always felt like, this is my belief in how I feel, right? God called you to do something. You may have some struggles, but he's going to open up those doors for you. Those doors are already going to be there, you know? Me, but yeah, people don't realize that it is a that is a very, very big burden to, not burden, but very big responsibility to lead people, especially if you're a pastor. Because if you lead the flock down the wrong path or twist it just a little bit, you got to pay for that. You got to pay for, oh my goodness, you know, you got to pay for all those people that you led wrong. That's why I don't understand, like, these prosperity preachers. Y'all got to pay for that, man. Leading all these people. I'm not going to get into that, but yeah. Anyway, like I said, man, I got to shut it down, man. I got to shut down. I got to take a break, okay? I will return. And when I do, I'm going to make a big fanfare of it. Yes, I will. I will return. And like I said, when I do, I'm going to make a big deal out of it. It's going to be a comeback, you know. So I just need a break. And I'm taking a break, all right. So I wanted to let you guys know, and I apologize. I apologize ahead of time, you know. I know being in this SEO thing, the social media thing, you got to be consistent, and you got to, you know, be there, you know, you got to continuously be there and have material and stuff for people, content for people to, you know, to be, you know, but, like I said, I need a break, taking a break, enjoy. Go back and listen to some of my other stuff, my older stuff, man. The catalog goes all the way back to 2017. Yeah, go back and listen to some of that stuff, man. You know, listen to how I evolved, how the show evolved, you know. Like I said, I listened to other people, and I listened to how they, you know, were burnt out or whatever. Yeah, this is not a burnout. It's just, it's a mental thing. It's a mental battle, but, I listen to other people, and I know how other people just ghosted us, man. They were like, hundreds of people I used to follow on podcasts, you know, and they just disappeared. They do like maybe 5, 6, 7 episodes and then they disappear, you know. One person that I was following, India Ari, I was her Sugarverse. I loved it. And then she, I understand life, you know, I understand life. I understand that life throws you monkey wrenches and you got to change your plans and you plan to do this and you got to change it and do that. I understand that. But, man, it's like people that I was following, they just up and disappeared, man. Like Casey Nash, that. And Casey and Candace, I was following them, and they did a couple of episodes, you know, and then disappeared. And see, here's the thing. People don't realize that Anchor is a mobile platform. You can still, if you are in your car on your lunch break, you can do an episode. If you are sitting on the throne, on the toilet, you can do an episode. If you are chilling in the backyard, just sitting there, you can do an episode. All you need is your phone. You don't need all the fancy equipment. People were getting all this fancy equipment and doing podcasts, and they think, oh, I got to do the podcast. Like, no, you don't. Let me tell you, people, I've done podcasts at the beach. I've done the podcast at the park. I've done the podcast at a restaurant. I've done the podcast in my bed like I am now. I've done a podcast at Walmart. I've done a podcast at Target. I've done a podcast at my mother-in-law's house. I've done a podcast on a ship. I've done a podcast on a plane. I've done a podcast. You can do a podcast anywhere if you got your phone. You don't need all that fancy equipment. No. You don't need a building to do your podcast in. Consistency. You can be consistent. It's a mobile app. It's on your phone. You can create a podcast. You can add music. You can edit. You can publish. All from your phone. I don't care if you got an Android. I don't care if you got an iPhone. You can still podcast. You don't need all that fancy equipment. And that's the thing. People think you need all that fancy equipment. People, let me tell you, my podcast, ever since I started, I've used nothing but my phone. I may have done 3 episodes on my iPad back when my iPad could, you know, before my iPad got old and outdated, my iPad mini 2. Yeah. I've done maybe 2 or 3 episodes from my Chromebook, which my Chromebook cannot do now because it's outdated. Yeah. I've even done an episode or two from my tape recorder. Now, did I say tape recorder? Ooh, I'm old. Nah, from my digital recorder, my digital recorder. I recorded it. Check this out. Y'all listening? This is how I did it. I recorded it on my digital recorder because I didn't have my phone. My phone was at home charging and I was out and I had my digital recorder. I recorded the podcast, and when I got back home, I tried to transfer it to my Chromebook. It would not work. I don't know why. I had the data cord and everything plugged it in, and it didn't work. So the next best thing was plug the speaker into the recorder, into the output of the recorder, went to the Anchor app, hit record, hit play on the recorder, and guess what? Closed the door, left the room, and let it play. Where there's a will, people, there is a way. Stop thinking you need all this fancy equipment, because you can do it all from your phone. It's so easy. It's so easy. Now, granted, the equipment may enhance it a little, but guess what? You don't need it to do it. All you got to do is pull up the app and hit the record button. That's all you got to do. That's it. That's it. So anyway, like I was saying, people, I'm shutting stuff down. I will be back, and just give me a little time, okay? I'll be back. I promise. Also, go back and listen to the older stuff in my catalog. Go back and listen to my older stuff and enjoy, okay? Until next time. Y'all know the deal. Love, peace, and chicken grace. I am out.